True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Ortiz, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Ortiz. Call
Ortiz, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 32 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Ortiz.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Dominic Ortiz with you. Yes, 32 years under the belt and 33rd year now beginning. And glad to be here and glad to be part of your household as we help you solve things around the house every Saturday morning here on WBEN. Special show to you, for you today as we talk about common spring pests and how to keep them out. Marty Muscarella joins me on the live line from Ashland Pest Control. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Dominic.
It's great to have you back in this spring season as we talk about the upcoming pest control season. And right now, of course, we had a roaring start to spring with warm temperatures. Things have subsided a little bit on the temperature side. I'm sure that that's like a dial as to the intensity of your business, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Very, very true. We are able to do some service to a lot of our, you know, residential customers, but you're absolutely right. The cooler the temperatures, the less activity.
So let's go through what we should expect this spring season, starting with carpenter ants. As temperatures warm up, the carpenter ants may come out and start foraging. Carpenter ants could be a very serious issue in your home.
Very true, especially if there is water-damaged or water-softened wood. They'll establish a nest, auxiliary nest, in no time. But usually if the wood is in good condition, there's little chance of them establishing nests. But we have seen them in styrofoam, hollow core doors, and
really
other silly places, yes.
So not only does it involve pest control when you're dealing with ridding of carpenter ants, you're also having to deal with repair as well.
Yes. We don't do the repairs because we're not certified or licensed to do that, but we treat the pest problem, the carpenter ants.
But if the moisture issue isn't resolved, then the problem could reoccur.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So differentiate it for us, Marty, the difference between carpenter ants and pavement ants.
Carpenter ants usually are, they help to degrade wood on the exterior. They normally live underneath the bark of trees and on some infected trees that are dying. pavement ants are much smaller. They're a sugar-loving, protein-loving ant, and they usually live underneath sidewalks or concrete slabs. And they can be on a home that has a slab construction or any kind of slab foundation. They can be a nuisance as well. But their bigger problem is that they're on the outside, and they also will work their way in.
Because they're attracted to the sugar, as you said, and any food residue.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So the trick there to prevent any pavement ants infiltrating your home is to keep breadcrumbs and sugar and everything as swept up as you can.
Correct. And usually dog food and cat food can be
there you go.
In fact, or both of those insects as well.
Yeah.
So keeping that minimized is always a big help.
Here's a question that we always have every year at our household is what kind of bee year is it going to be? I'm allergic to yellow jackets, and I have to be very cognizant of them beginning to look for places to nest. And it's interesting, vinyl siding somehow is an attraction to them. They like to get in and around the crevices and behind it to build their nests, at least at my house. So we're always on the lookout for that incidence. Is it true that kind of ebbs and tides based on the year?
Yes, that is true, but there's also a lot of environmental factors that can play into it.
Mm-hmm.
For the last few years, we've seen a steady decline in the amount of hornets, yellow jackets that we've seen. And I'm not, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of other factors that contribute to that, but we usually see, in some years, we see a greater incidence of bald-faced hornets. Other times, we see a greater incidence of yellow jackets that most people.
And there's no rhyme or reason as to why that is. Is it weather-related, perhaps?
It could be weather-related. It could be. They don't go seasonal as like some other insects are. I think it's more or less the supply of food and the demand of the area. Usually, if it's a hot, dry year, we'll see the next year is an abundance because they want to rebuild their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe the weather will play a big factor in that. The cooler the summer is, the less activity we're liable to see.
Okay. Next, let's talk about spiders commonly found in homes, usually where there are dark places. What attracts spiders, and what advice would you give homeowners about spiders?
Well, spiders are usually attracted to a food source, and because we cannot see all the minute food sources that spiders can attract, they are carnivores, so they go after a protein. Mostly vacuuming, thorough vacuuming underneath things like underneath your dressers, underneath anything that has legs to it and is supported off the floor, corners, crevices, things of this nature, making sure that your windows are well caulked so they can't come in from the outside. Just regular thorough house cleaning usually does a lot to keep spiders.
Because there's not a lot you can do about spiders, correct?
Well, we usually treat the outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
As a preventative, we treat the outside, which sets up a chemical barrier, which kind of keeps them out of the homes.
We have an issue with some kind of spider on the outside of the house that creates this kind of really dense, tangled web at the windowsills on the outside. It's always an interesting phenomenon that we see, and I don't even ever see a bug. I just see the webs.
That must be the windy side of your house, or the side facing a thoroughfare.
It's west, the west facing the street, correct?
And usually in this area, depending on where you live, the majority of the wind comes from the southwest,
mm-hmm.
and some southwest. So even though we can't see it, I can tell which direction the airflow is by the amount of webs on the side of a house. We take care of a lot of houses up along the waterfronts, and you can see on the houses that face the water have a tremendous amount of webs, whereas the backside has definitely less.
Why is that?
It's the wind. The motion of the wind carries the insects because insects are so light. And even houses alongside a major thoroughfare, you will find a tremendous amount of webs.
Hmm.
Spiders will build a web where there is a food source.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, there's a little bit of a little bit of lectin, like an algae kind of growth on that windowsill, on those windowsills that are brick. Try to keep that cleaned up with some bleach and water, but maybe that's what they're attracted to.
I've not heard that, but it's worth checking into. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you know, as I say, they're going after flying insects or insects that crawl.
Got it. Okay. Let's go next to house flies. Seems that everybody has some degree of issues with flies. Usually, if they don't make sure they have repaired screens, you're going to have more issues with flies. Is that usually the case, that they're attracted to come in when there's an opening?
House flies, yes. Cluster flies are a different form of the same species.
Mm-hmm.
House flies will be more prevalent if they follow scents, and they can travel, depending on the species of the fly, they can travel up to a mile or more if they catch the scent of something that they're attracted to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Greens, absolutely.
Yeah, house makes sense. Now, when we talk about things that get in the house, including, you know, house flies, fleas, what about stink bugs?
Stink bugs are what we term a fall invader, and the best time to treat for stink bugs is in the fall. Stink bugs, cluster flies, Asian lady beetles, and others that come in from the fall. We treat the outside of the home with a light protective repellent layer, and that usually is enough to keep them out of the house. What they do is they set on the house in the fall, find a place to crawl in. They love vinyl siding because they can get up underneath the weep holes, and they'll overwinter in the house, and then you'll see them in the spring as they work trying to find their way out to the outside.
803-0930. If you'd like to participate in the program, speak to Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. We would welcome your questions at this time. 803-0930. You can also use that same phone number to text us at 803-0930 on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. If you're not local, you can still participate by calling our toll-free line, which is 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always email me during the week. It's hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do in our company, 70 years, by the way, is listed on our website. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen and your bathroom and your man kitchen. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, outdoor living experiences with decks and outdoor kitchens, man kitchens, as I said. And, of course, our small projects, things that are little that nobody else wants to do, we'll do them for you at cortese.net. We are moving in to 9074 Main Street, looking for the temporary CO, and it looks like May 1st. I'm not going to officially say that yet, but it looks like we're headed to May 1st. The big move-in date. The showroom is about 50% complete right now. The offices are done. The building site, the pole barn is just begun this week. I posted some pictures of the poles going up. The landscaping is going to begin. The Clarence stone wall is going up. So those things will be ongoing, but the offices are done. So we are going to move that in and get the showroom done enough for you to come by and say hi. In the first few days of May. Looking forward to you coming out to see our new building, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're excited at the Cortese Construction family about this big move. And yeah, it's just a few days away. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. If you have an insect problem, this is the show for you at 803-0930. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Hamburg, the village of, and say good morning to Chris Horbaz, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. Great to have you with us as we celebrate 130 years of Lakeshore Savings Bank and the ongoing 2.5% home equity line of credit with no cost to the homeowner at all, no application fee, no appraisal fee, no closing costs, and it's 2.5% for 12 months. What a remarkable program.
Our home equity is really a great product. There's really a few restrictions. You can use it to borrow for anything, low APR than other credit facilities, and you only pay on what you use.
Mm-hmm. It's a great program and a great bank to deal with because of the personalized service you get from Lakeshore. They know you by name. They greet you as such. They treat you like family. And that's why it's such a great bank to deal with. 130 years of serving the Western New York community. Chris, also we want to mention that if you're a business owner, Lakeshore is the place to go for you too.
Yeah, so we have an absolutely free business checking account, no transaction requirements, no minimum balance, and we can help you with anything from commercial mortgages to cash management.
Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't mention a big thank you to Lakeshore Savings Bank for featuring the Cortese family in their annual report, the 2020 annual report. We were excited that we got asked to be in that. And if you get your hands on one, you'll see a picture of Phil, Nick, and Michelle along with their dad. And we're excited to be able to be part of that, Chris.
And if anyone needs a copy of that, we have them at every branch.
Well, there you go. Thank you for that. Chris Horbaz, the Hamburg branch manager. The phone number there, Chris.
You can reach me at 716-646-9480.
Repeat that for us, Chris.
Again, that's 646-9480.
For 130 years, Lakeshore Bank. Putting people first.
At Level Financial Advisors, we see many people who've worked hard and done a great job saving their whole lives. But in retirement, they're not sure how to make that money last.
Stephen Elwell, Chief Investment Officer at Level Financial Advisors.
At Level, we specialize in helping people approaching or in retirement execute a plan that creates income and reduces taxes.
Let Level Financial Advisors create your retirement game plan. Call or text Level now at 727-5047.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle any project, featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ariens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or, if you've got equipment that's given you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair almost everything.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the audio that matters to you is on Odyssey. Odyssey has podcasts for your passions. Odyssey has thousands of podcasts, like Two Chicks with Charlie and Dixie, The Etceteras with Kevin Durant, and It Was Said with John Meacham, plus your favorite local radio shows on demand. And be sure to binge My Fugitive, a brand new Odyssey original. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Find all the podcasts that matter to you in a universe of audio. Odyssey.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, for roof repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today, 990-4793. $47.93. You can also go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1026 is Hammer Time on WBEN. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez. My guest is Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. We're taking your bug questions at 803-0930. You can text them as well into that same number. As someone has here, Marty, what about silverfish? Any ideas on how to get rid of them?
They can be challenging because they have a very diverse diet, usually of starches, and we find them usually when there's a lot of items stored, cardboards, books, and things of this nature. But there are baits that are available. And again,
aren't they drawn to moisture as well?
Silverfish, not so much. Silverfish tend to stay away from real moist places.
What is the multi-legged bug that is drawn to moisture that resembles silverfish?
Centipedes and the millipedes, but the centipedes are the ones that moisture come from a moist basement and usually travel up the walls to the house.
Mm-hmm. So there are treatments for both?
Yes.
Okay. But again, when you have a moist condition, it's important you deal with the moisture as well.
Absolutely. That usually remedies a lot of situations. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Lancaster next and say good morning to Cindy. Cindy, we're at your house and you're speaking to Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control.
Yes. I have siding, and on my siding, I have like these little red spots all over it, and they even go on the window. And my husband seems to think it's coming from a tree next door, but I really think it's some kind of a spider. And it's only on the one side by my kitchen window where these spots are, and they're very hard to get off.
Okay.
Let me guess, it's on the southern side of the house.
Maybe, yes.
Okay, those are probably clover mites or the spider mites. They're very small. They're about the size of almost a pencil head. They're very common at this time of the year, and we're already getting complaints, and they're coming from the grass, the clover, and probably it's a good potential. They could be coming from the tree, as you suspect, but it's a very common occurrence at this time of the year.
What's the treatment, Marty?
We usually apply a granular and a residual treatment to the outside of the house, and we do it before they become super active so they don't get the opportunity to get to the extent that this lady is experiencing.
So for perimeter treatments, the idea is to get ahead of the insects before they get established, correct?
Correct. The bigger challenge with perimeter treatments is we can't use liquids because the liquids become ineffective as soon as the temperature drops.
Mm. So we use a granule then?
Yes.
And how does that deter them? Is it how does the barrier work? They basically regard it as a fence, something they don't want to go near?
Yes, two different ways it works. It breaks up their pheromone trail. And it works its way into the soil around the perimeter of the house, so there's no real exposure to children or pets. And it does tend to last, plus we can also use it when it's this cool, mm-hmm. where the liquids won't work.
Now, how would Cindy deal with the red spots on her siding?
She's going to have to power wash them, and she may have to use a bleach or a hydrogen peroxide solution to get rid of the red stain that they leave.
Maybe, Cindy, you could try my cleaning solution. Mix bleach, water, and Mex together. You know the combination?
Yes.
Okay, that'll probably be effective as well. And based on what Marty has just said, scrub and rinse, and that should do the trick. But obviously, we want to encourage you to put up the barrier to prevent this from reoccurring.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Okay, Cindy. Thanks for the call. Cindy's line is now available for you at 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now if you have an insect problem that you can't solve. Well, Marty Muscarella can, right here on WBN. It's the bottom of the hour. Time for the top of the news. BK on the other side of the glass. Good morning, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are the top stories for Saturday, April 17th. We know more about the victims in the mass shooting Thursday night at the Indianapolis FedEx facility. Details from ABC's Will Carr in Indianapolis.
All eight have been identified by police. Their ages range from 19 to 74. Half the victims, members of the local Sikh community, according to the Sikh Coalition.
Some private colleges across New York State are requiring students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning to campus in the fall. But SUNY says it currently has no plans for a mandate. SUNY Chancellor Jim Malatra saying things can change depending on the state's progress. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine still on pause as public health officials investigate the 6 blood clot cases linked to the shot, all women. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden reassuring the worried.
Your risk of getting a severe illness, dying, or even getting this specific complication from the infection with COVID is vastly higher than the risk that you'll get it from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The U.S. now in the middle of a fourth surge of coronavirus cases, many states seeing a rise in infections and deaths. This as the nation makes vaccination progress. More than 200 million coronavirus shots administered, more than 31% of Americans now fully vaccinated. As of today, the global death toll now tops 3 million. Now looking at the first alert forecast today, partial sunshine, a high of 51 degrees. Tonight, considerable cloudiness, a low of 39. And then tomorrow and Monday looking very much the same, mostly cloudy with a shower in spots, highs on both days in the upper 50s. It's currently 46 degrees with cloudy skies in Buffalo. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a showroom that you can stop in to see. And make sure you look at Basco and Flerco. These are great brand names, and they will give you a great quality enclosure. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into the showroom. Tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, David Bellavia here. If you have not been to a Made in America store as of yet, you're missing out. I had the honor of meeting the owner, Mark Andel, a local businessman who had a dream to build a store that only sells American-made products, and he made it a reality. That was done to support those who work so hard to make this country what it is. Over 9,000 American-made products and customers come from different states in busloads to shop, from grills to kids' toys to pet supplies and more. Made in America store is a destination retail paradise. Spring is here, and Made in America store carries fire rings, bases, and rotators. All are available in mild painted steel or stainless steel, all fabricated locally from their parent company, General Welding and Fabricating Incorporated. Customers love these fire rings. Shop the original Made in America store on West Maple Court in Elma, the location in the McKinley Mall, or the all-new store at 6041 Transit Road in Depew, or shop online all 9,000 products made in America at the madeinamericastore.com.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle any project. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ariens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or, if you've got equipment that's given you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair almost everything.
Hi, Steve Tasker for Westhurst Subaru, and some truly great deals on some really fabulous wheels.
You really do love a good rhyme.
But now's the time for great financing at Westhurst Subaru, like 0% for 63 months on a new 2021 Subaru.
for 63.
Sounds good to me. Purchase and get 0% financing for up to 63 months on a new 2021 Subaru Ascent, Subaru Impreza, Legacy, or 2021 Subaru Outback. 0% for 63 months on approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance at 15.87 per thousand finance. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Just 15 minutes from downtown, 18 from Amherst, or just 30 from Niagara Falls. And if you can't come in, we'll bring any Subaru to you for a test drive anywhere in Western New York. And all 2021 Subaru models with EyeSight receive the highest possible 2020 rating for front crash prevention from IIHS.
So just say yes at Wester Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park or at westersubaru.com.
Really? More rhymes?
Good times.
Stop it.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle any project, featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ariens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or, if you've got equipment that's given you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair almost everything.
If you are building or remodeling, think of Big L Windows and Doors for your window and door needs. Of course, we didn't think beyond them when we were building the new world headquarters. Bill Horbit, of course, and I go way back to the 70s when he worked for his dad and I worked for mine, and we've been friends for all that time. And Bill's got a great business philosophy, which I admire. If you ask Bill what his philosophy is, he'll just shrug his shoulders and say, do the right thing. It's very simple, and it's exactly what you get from Big L Windows and Doors, the right thing, with their total trust guarantee. That means if you ever have a problem down the road, you just give them a call and they'll take care of it. It's that simple. Check out the Marvin window lines and, of course, look at the Essential window. That's what we used at the World Headquarters. It's a fiberglass in and out. Fiberglass better than vinyl. It's not going to expand and contract. Usually going to get a lot more durability because of it, due to that. So, Big L, they're located on William Street, 2727 William Street in Chicktawaga. They're going through a renovation as well. So, another thing we have in common. And, of course, they're renovating and we're relocating. 895-8484 is their phone number. BigLWindows.com is the website. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Coming up to 10:38 here on WBEN, you've got Dominic Cortez and you've got Hammer Time Radio right here, and it's good to have you with us. Each and every Saturday morning, our weekly get-together, our weekly Saturday morning coffee clutch. This Saturday morning, we're clutching with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control, and we're taking your bug questions. And we had a Facebook question come in, Jerry. It was regarding stink bugs, correct? The Facebook question, Marty, is what to do about stink bugs.
They're another fall invader treating the outside of the house. And also they prefer some kinds of foliage over more others like the box elders do. So anyone can go online to see which foliage is more acceptable to them. But to keep them out of the house is a fall treatment.
Okay. So really at this time of year, you're going to see them, but you can't treat for them now? You treat for them in the fall?
It's extremely difficult to treat now because they're usually in the voids around the windows, around doors, mm-hmm. the siding. It's more beneficial just to treat them in the fall to prevent them from getting access to the house.
And the trick here is to capture and release and not to crunch them.
Oh, yeah. They got their name stink bug for a reason.
Mm-hmm. What is the smell like?
Everybody's olfactory senses are different, but they're not. It's not pleasant.
Okay, leave it at that. Let's go to a cell caller, Laura. Good morning. Thank you for waiting, Laura. You're with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control.
Good morning. My question is about carpenter bees. I've already seen it. They seem to come back to the same place all the time, and I don't know what to really do about them.
They're probably attracted to a certain kind of wood that you have. Isn't that right, Marty?
They love cedar. Mm-hmm. They also will get into any other kind of pine, unprotected pine wood, and they will return. Well, they actually have a larvae that grows in and eats through the inside of the wood. So when that larvae hatches in the spring, they come back to their same nest. They utilize the same nest every year. The simplest thing to do is to take some clear silicone caulk and caulk the opening as soon as you see it.
So you're blocking their entry.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
All right. Good.
On the back to the stink bug discussion, Marty, we had a Facebook question come in as well as a text question that says, are stink bugs harmful in any way?
They can bite. It depends on a person's how sensitive they are to certain insects, their allergic reaction to them, but they can bite, yes.
Okay, so if you have a bee allergy, is there a good chance you'll have a stink bug allergy too?
Hard to say.
Okay.
Depends. So, each person is different.
Got it. Okay, let's go to Clarence and speak with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Hey, good morning. I know you may have answered this already, but I have a bee problem as well that it never stops coming. I have vinyl siding. I spot treat it with the dry 7 and that, but is there something I can do to start the year off? You know, because they come in through all the different doorway entrances up from the outside stuff. They don't get in the house, but they're not going anywhere.
So are you thinking a carpenter bee, or are you thinking a yellow jacket?
Well, I'm not sure, but I also have wasps going in there sometimes too. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one is they're probably the smaller of the bees.
Okay. So yellow jackets, Marty, you're going to be able to define those by their appearance, correct?
Correct. They don't have the physical furry bodies as you could be. From what it sounds, it almost sounds like you may have, if it's a smaller bee and there's fur on it and they appear to be solitary, it could be a potter bee, which we've seen a large resurgence of.
What was that name again?
Potter.
Potter?
P-O-T-T-E-R. Correct.
Okay. So smaller than a carpenter bee, but resembles a carpenter bee.
Yeah, kind of. They're narrower bodied. They more resemble a honeybee.
Okay.
And is there a general spring type thing I can do that would encompass the whole, you know, perimeter of the house, or do I got to continue to do this kind of where I see them go in a spot, hit it with the dry, you know, or whatever?
You can do a residual treatment around the perimeter of the house, but you would have to reapply it every time there was a rain.
Okay.
So with the granule, though, you would not have to reapply?
The granular would be ineffective against the flying. He'd have to buy a liquid insecticide and apply it.
Mm-hmm.
The 7 dust has been decreased in effectiveness. They reformulated it several years ago, and it tends to be not as effective as it used to be. But he can continually to treat the openings where they're coming in and out with the dust, but a liquid insecticide applied in the areas where they tend to nest, your eaves, your overhangs, your soffits, around the doors and windows, underneath the siding. Those are common areas for hornets and yellow jackets.
Don't you have to be super careful when you're spraying 7 dust not to respirate that?
Absolutely. As with any chemical application, you read the label and you use the PPE.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right,
Mike, hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Michael's line is now free as we travel next to Waynesville and say hello to Rick. Good morning, Rick. You're next.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good, good.
So I'm over in Williamsville. I have a ranch in one of my rooms. I call it like the great room. It's got the high ceilings. Stink bugs. Every year, I mean, we've been in the house 6 to 8 years, and I've had people come in and treat it inside, and then I had people tell me that's foolish. You treat it outside. Just looking for help.
Sure. Well, your second answer is correct. The best time to keep stink bugs out is to treat them in the fall. And that's usually an application to the outside of that area, the outside of that room, your whole house. They are working their way in and migrating out now as the weather warms. So it is extremely difficult to treat on the inside once they've gotten into the wall voids in those spaces. So fall treatment, absolute must, and it should be done sometime between August and September, depending on the weather.
Now, what is exactly their attraction to coming in? What are they looking for?
Harborage.
just to be out of the weather?
Winter.
Mm-hmm. And do they nest or do they just kind of hang out?
No, they're an individual. They're a solitary insect. They don't create a nest like yellow jackets and a lot of other insects do. They're just looking for a warm place to overwinter.
Well, very good. You know, it's fascinating to me to observe the way that yellow jackets colonize and how there's kind of some commonality in their thinking. It's almost like they have a brain. It's amazing how responsive they are if you try to do anything with their nest and how they instantly go to the attack mode. That's how I developed a bee allergy, is I was stupid enough to try and spray a nest myself, and I instantly got attacked by 7 bees, and ever since then I've had the bee allergy.
For some reason our bodies don't eliminate the toxin that honeybees and yellow jackets and bees tend to use to scare away their foe, namely us. But yeah, that's interesting to note.
I don't have an anaphylactic reaction. I have a swelling reaction.
Well, everyone pretty much gets a swelling reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very aggressive attack. And depending on the insect, there are some European hornets that are much bigger that we've seen, and they have a pretty big stinger, and they can inject some of the toxin that is pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to speak to Marty about what to do with mice and rats as well, and take your remaining minutes of questions regarding insects. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Spring cleaning time, right? We're talking about insects this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. But cleaning inside your house is something we have as a ritual every springtime. And a good example of how important it is to think about spring cleaning is when you move your refrigerator. That's a springtime ritual, right? And you see what's collected underneath it all winter long. It seems that everything finds its place in the space under the refrigerator, right? You know, the toys and the random grape, and of course all the dust bunnies that collect there as well. Well, imagine your ductwork. It's going to look the same if you haven't cleaned it recently. And the only way you can unequivocally clean it and get that same assurance that you would if you moved your refrigerator and cleaned it yourself is to have my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come to your home with the patented column duct cleaning system. They will blast all of the gunk that's collected on the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yeah, we are in the spring cleaning mode, and, you know, as you said, it's the, forget everything else, just we as humans shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, and that finds its way in there, which is a reminder. As people say, well, why do I need my ducts cleaned every 3 to 6 years? And, of course, that depends on the degree of sinus or allergies that you might have. And some people, you know, say, no, I don't have any allergies and then or sinus, and then we do the system. They go, I can't believe it. I don't wake up stuffed up. You know, it's like, I thought everyone in Western New York had sinus. But if lower the particulate and get rid of all those dead skin cells, not to mention, you know, you're talking about pests today. We pull a dead mouse, bird, or squirrel out of one in every 10 homes.
I bet. Hey, Peter, somebody asked me, how often do you recommend duct cleaning if you have a long-haired pet?
You know, it's still no more than 3 years. If you're having indoor air quality issues, it just... You know, the rarest ones, the really hypersensitive, we would do in 2 years. But on the long-haired pets, you know, still 3 to 5 years. But let's not forget, let's talk about what else do we do? You know, medical-grade air purifiers.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are these 40 times more efficient than HEPAs, and of course we sell HEPAs. We sell the best medical-grade HEPA is the Austin Air, made in Buffalo. These other ones are also made in New York State, but they are just amazing because they're 40 times more efficient than HEPA, and of course we know they kill 12 times smaller than the coronavirus, so imagine what they will do to reduce the particulate and straighten out people with, you know, not just allergies, asthma, and sinus, but COPD. We have people that get off of their CPAP machines that use less oxygen. It's just they're a godsend. And now, besides having a portable that covers 12,000 square feet, they have ones that fit on your furnace to cover the entire house, and it's, you know, just amazing.
My whole house dehumidifier has been running pretty much nonstop with the warm temperatures, Peter.
Well, yeah, now you just changed gears on us.
That's exactly right.
Medical-grade air purifiers, both whole house and portable, but now you're talking about, yeah, the high-capacity dehumidifier. Yes, and mine has been running too, and every call this morning was regarding one of those, and they're in stock, and they're $300 off, as well as $300 off of a medical-grade air purifier. But wait, you're supposed to ask me that question.
What is our extra special Hammer Time Radio discount for this week going to be?
Okay, so besides if you buy one of those individually, you're going to get at least $300 off, but combine it with duct cleaning. Now, if duct cleaning is a standalone, it's $55 off still for first-time customers. And if you're senior military law enforcement, first-line medical responder, all that wonderful stuff, you could possibly save some more, depending on the size of the house. And if you combine duct cleaning with one of the medical-grade air purifiers or high-capacity dehumidifiers, you could save yourself up to $500.
Awesome. Great discounts, great company, and you get that extra special treatment when you mention you listen to Hammer Time Radio. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey, it's Bulldog here. We all reach a time in our lives when we're ready to start investing in quality, especially when it comes to our biggest investment, our homes. If the shingles on your house are beat up, you're noticing leaks, damage, or you're finding pieces of shingles on the ground, call on the professionals at Klaus Roofing Systems to put a Klaus on your house. When you put a Klaus on your house, you can count on top quality materials, industry-leading professionalism from their thoroughly trained staff, and clear communication throughout your project. Klaus is different than a lot of roofing companies around Western New York because they really put a focus on customer service. No matter who you are, you'll feel like you are their most important client. Experience the Klaus difference for yourself. Schedule a free estimate today by calling 716-70-KLAUS. That's 716-705-5287 or go to krsofwny.com. Right now, you'll get $500 off of your full roof replacement. From Niagara County to Springville, Buffalo to Batavia, put a Klaus on your house. Klaus Roofing Systems of Western New York.
To last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle any project, featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ariens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or, if you've got equipment that's given you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair almost everything.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yep, you can get a new garage door, you can organize your garage, and you can get a beautiful epoxy floor like I have from Gorilla Garage Gear. They do it right. They grind the floor first, so that gives the natural bondability of the epoxy. Without that step, it's going to peel off. Get it done right by getting Gorilla Garage Gear to do your epoxy floor. And if you mention you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, you'll get a $200 discount. That's right. It pays to listen. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. You can go online as well, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. Get $200 off your epoxy floor by calling them today. Gorilla Garage Gear. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. .10:55 is the time on WBEN. We've been speaking during the hour with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. You can reach Marty by going online to ashlandpestcontrol.com or giving them a call. The phone number, Marty?
884-7431.
Of course, you probably don't want anyone to call you, though, right, because you're so busy? So before we end the show, a lot of people still want to talk to us. We'll try to get to everybody. But rats and mice, that's a whole nother discussion. What if a person has a problem with those?
Well, usually what we do is we set up a perimeter treatment utilizing baits, which are the least expensive and the most effective, only because the baits are readily available 24/7 in the bait stations. And we follow New York state laws, and we make sure that they're not available to kids or pets. They're secured in what's called a tamper-resistant bait station. The other thing the homeowner can do is to make sure that there's as little debris around the house as possible, make sure their garbage is secured in garbage cans, and that any landscaping or anything that's around the house, they trim up the bushes so the rats don't have any screen to hide behind as they run between the houses. But keeping their food sources at a minimum is probably the most important thing, and their harborage.
Okay, and again, this relates to repair and maintenance. If you have infiltration into the house, it usually means there's an entry point.
Absolutely, and I find a lot of people close off the openings without eliminating the critter on the inside first.
Mm.
Eliminate the critter, then do the repairs.
Yeah. Of course, this leads into the whole discussion of bats, which we'll leave for another day because that's another whole very invasive infestation problem.
And health hazards.
Exactly. A texter writes, can the expert recommend an effective housefly trap?
Housefly trap. Depending on the fly, if they're small flies, the fruit flies, there are fruit fly traps there. Housefly traps actually, and the old-fashioned sticky traps, pull-down sticky traps.
How about buying a Venus fly trap?
Very slow acting.
Yeah.
We have professional traps that have an attractant on them, and excuse me, we can sell them over the to residential customers. But
okay,
as an attractant.
Our next stop is West Seneca. Ann, good morning. We're at your house. I hope you got the coffee on for us.
Oh yeah, yes. I'm getting carpenter ants in my kitchen on my counter every now and then, not consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know that they're carpenter ants for sure. Do you see sawdust?
Well, they're pretty, no, but they're big ants.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tree in the front that's supposedly have a dark root problem.
Okay. So you think maybe they're coming from that root?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. I just hope they're not in my walls.
Yeah. What should she do here, Marty?
Okay, usually if there is some kind of rotten or decaying wood or tree problem on the outside, you're correct. They are coming from the outside. Setting up a pheromone barrier, we use chemicals to break down the pheromone so they don't find their way back in. You can help to keep them out by caulking and making sure that small holes are closed up around the house. But ants are very unusual in that they will literally walk up the side of a house, go up over the roof, and come back down the other side if they need to find an entrance point.
So that rotting wood could be the source of all of this problem?
Correct.
Okay. So deal with that rotted root system, as you said, and that may help eradicate the carpenter ants.
Traps. Do they work any good?
Any traps work?
Try. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Traps and so on.
Carpenter ants, for some reason, are not as attracted to baits and gels as the small ants are. They may help, but your better solution is to break up the pheromone trail on the outside of the house.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thanks for the call, Ann. Let's squeeze in a call from East Aurora. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hornets or bees, they're burrow into the ground and they make the nest in the ground. How do we get rid of them?
So ground bees, ground hornets, Marty.
Very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
No, we use chemical treatments to eliminate them in the ground. That's about.
Is there a certain bee that nests in the ground that's different than let's say a yellow jacket?
The bumblebees will.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a little bee called a sweat bee, and they're a solitary bee, and you'll see numerous of them, but they do not sting.
Okay.
So yellow jackets and hornets do.
Well, time does not allow us to continue, but I want to thank Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. Find them online, ashlandpestcontrol.com. And Marty, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We'll have you again on soon. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.